Hey, what's up? This podcast is proudly brought to you by Cali Partners Northern Beaches. Dad has been a friend and an accountant of YKTR myself for the past couple years, and I couldn't recommend him enough. Having a great accountant is just someone that's going to hold you accountable. You need to know your numbers, and I find that a lot of people in business don't actually know their numbers. And once you do, it's kind of like stepping on the scales when you're trying to lose weight. And the first time you step on, it's a little bit scary. But once you see your number, you've got a target, you've got something to focus on, you've got something to get better on. And accounting is exactly the same. I fucking hate numbers. That's why I give all my stuff to Danny. He gives me monthly summaries, and I sort of can see where our business can grow off the back of that. And by having a great accounting partner, it allows me to focus on the parts of the business that I'm good at, the things that I actually love to do. And to be honest, it's a weight off his shoulders. I'll put his contact details down below. Hit him up. He's a great guy. He's a great accountant. I couldn't recommend him enough. So back to the show. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Ice Project. Got the vibiest cunt in the world. Roll the intro. What's up, Wolves?
Who's that singing?
You know Volley K?
I don't know him.
He's boys with Stan Walker and all that. So when Stan and that come over, they all sort of hang out together and they all sing and stuff. He's cool, bro. Go check him out. He's on, Stan, have you heard of Glass?
Who's Stan?
Your boy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Go check him out. He performs on Sundays on Glass Island. So you sort of cruise around the city, bro, and he sings and he's nice.
Glass Island is that bar, right?
It's a boat. Yeah. Go check out. How long are you here for? A couple months?
Yeah, ages.
We'll go one time. It's a cool time. Bro, first of all, thanks for jumping on. I'm a big fan of everything you're doing, so I appreciate
your
time.
Brother. This is mad, bro. I love it.
You're sort of just cruising in, floating about, checking it out, eh? Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it, bro. It's so cool.
All right, we always start the podcast with gratitude. What's one thing you're grateful for today?
Being here, being able to travel, my family, my friends, good health, and just being able to do whatever I've wanted to do every day of my life.
Bro, I was talking to my friend Normie last night. And I said, you're jumping on. And I go, bro, I'm looking forward to interviewing him. He goes, who? The only cunt that can wear shell necklace and get away with.
I got mocked for this for ages.
And everyone's rocking it now?
Yeah, and I see people wearing pearls and that now and doing their nails. I love it, man. I love it. But it's crack up. I don't know. I just do whatever I want, man.
That's cool, man. First question is, how are you so comfortable in your own skin? Like, you obviously like wear nail polish, got your own... Tats are quite common these days. Your hair's a bit of a vibe.
Right, yeah. I don't know. Like, people, I get that question a lot. Like, or aside from that, like, why do you paint your nails? Well, I actually don't have an answer for that, but I just like it. And, you know, people, like, think that girls are only supposed to, like, paint their nails or dye their hair or whatever, but I don't know, but I just do it.
When was the first time you done it?
I used to always want to dye my hair when I was younger, but my mum would never let me, so she'd just spray my hair. Because I'm heavily influenced by like Michael Jordan and Dennis Rodman, and back in the day I wasn't allowed to have two ear piercings, so I'd just always wear one big hoop. I think it might have started from there, and I'd always just like spray my hair or like streak it with these like mascara blonde streak things, and I don't know, bro, I just...
So when you went to school and you sort of started rocking like the big Michael Jordan ring, did you get a cool reaction off it, or did it just make you feel better, or what was the vibe?
When I was younger, I always just did whatever I wanted, really. But I definitely would always be influenced by like music and like cool people. I'd always look at my brother and who he's looking at, like Allen Iverson and all of that, and they all kind of like bent the rules a little bit, and I loved that, and... I still don't really follow rules that much. Irony of me being here on you know the rules.
Crazy. So where'd you grow up? What kind of kid?
Wellington,
were you?
Bro.
So you grew up in Wellies. What part of Wellies?
Miramar, Strathmore. Grew up there. Went to a school, St. Pat's College, St. Pat's Town.
Yeah,
my uncle's the first Samoan rector of there now, currently. So
cool.
Savali's a huge name. Like, they call us Dooleys. I got a Dooley tattoo on my leg. And the brotherhood there is crazy. Like, if I have a son, and wherever I am in the world, I have to send him to St. Pat's.
You just loved it?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, if I could go back to, like, those boys are still my ride or dies to this day. And just the brotherhood that's created there and still goes there. Like, I still have a lot of school pride, and I hold St. Pat's close to my heart wherever
I go. Is it St. Pat's Silverstream as well?
Is
that the competition?
Yeah, we don't talk about those.
You don't like him?
Nah, not at all. Oh. Yeah, St. Pat's Silverstream and Wellington College are no-go zones.
Samoan? Full Samoan?
Half
Samoan.
I grew up with my Samoan family, so I'm Samoan to the death.
How'd you get into dancing?
My family, all like musician based.
In and around church or anything?
Yeah, grew up, that's where dance came from. Like my family, we would have the most out the gate performances at White Sunday. All my cousins would dance and we'd do our little performances. But they're mad singers and drummers and all of that, and we just grew up dancing together, and I just kept going, and they just did their thing. They're still singing and they're doing like more like podcasts and filming and editing stuff.
That's sick, bro.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. They're all in like Melbourne and that now too. So
that's a vibe, eh?
Yeah.
So what made you sort of get into, obviously besides that, but what was the first like style of dance that you really started to take? Was it like, remember crumping was the vibe, eh?
Bro, me and my cousins went hard crumping.
Yeah.
And like we were like the little homies. Like my cousin would be like what you would call like the big homies, and we would just copy each other. And it's funny because my cousin, we would have like these battle nights, bro. We'd just be like practicing all day, like crumping, and then we'll go to these battles. And the main event, like, would be like on the card, would be my cousin versus Black Magic, who's also known now to this day, Israel Adesanya.
Oh, bullshit.
100%, bro. Like, he was.
He's nice, eh?
Izzy was like top dog. If he was to invest all his time into that right now, he would still be on, like.
So you and Izzy have a battle right now. You're tearing them up, eh?
Oh, I don't know, bro.
You just don't want to get kicked in the head, eh?
Straight up. I've seen those kicks. Nah, he's still got it. And I feel like that helps with his fighting hard out.
Yeah, too. I've seen him on Rogan when he's talking about it, and he's sort of talking about flow and all that.
Yeah,
can you fight?
Nah, no way. No
just
way.
Dance your way out
of
it?
Yeah. Just peace and love to everyone.
Yeah. All right, we'll get back into dancing later. What's SVT and who is Dr. Heaven?
SVT. Supraventricular tachycardia.
What is that?
It's a heart problem, mate.
You got a heart problem?
Yeah, I had a bad ex-girlfriend back in the day.
She broke it.
So I had to go see a doctor, Dr. Heaven. Nah, it's just a problem that I was born with, but it didn't discover itself in my heart until I was maybe like 17, 18. Like, if I was to put it in like a generic term, every time I like dance or overexert, my heart would be like boom, boom. Boom, boom, and then it would like click, and then it would just be like boom, 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 boom.
Just out of nowhere?
Yeah.
So you didn't even have to be moving too quick, it just can snap into place. Oh,
it would always happen. Like SVT, you could have it and it could just set off right now. But for me, touch wood. But for me, it was every time I would just be on stage or dance, and it was crazy. I'll go up to like 250 beats per minute, bro.
That's rapid, bro. That's scary.
Yeah. You think you'd die every time. And Dr. Heaven was my, he's my, what do you call it? Cardiologist?
Yeah.
And is that right?
Is that right, Jackson?
Yeah. Cardiologist?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I should know this. and he did my operation and everything.
When was the first time you had a experience with that?
Oh, I can't even remember, bruv. I've had thousands of those. Yeah.
What does it feel like?
You feel like you're going to die.
So it's like anxiety.
Yeah. Oh, bro, that's where anxiety comes from. It's like your heart. Like if you have... If your heart's not working, mate, you're out the door. So anxiety is attached to that. And that was the hardest battle. Like, my heart problem's okay, but I know I have a strong heart. I know I can't die from the problem, but that's not the problem. It's when I have when I start panicking from that, bro, I think I'm going to die. I ring my mom. I'm like, Mom, I need you to pray for me right now. And then she just prays for me. I try and breathe, or if I'm with one of my mates, then just help me breathe and just get. And then, like, you know, I'm not really open. I don't really talk about that too much, but I think it's important for people to know like that. Because when I posted about my heart problems, bro, the response that I got and how many people who have the same issues and go through the same things but have kind of given up is insane, bro. So for me, I'm doing work with Heart Foundation now.
That's cool, bro. You might be the guy, bro.
I hope so. Because I know it's not easy. So it's still like not easy for me. Like I can wake up and I'm in this weird rhythm and it could just ruin my whole day.
You can hear it or just feel it?
Just feel it. Like, yeah. So SVT, gone. Like, no, I've never had it anymore because my successful ablation, which is an operation that I had, like that fixed it. So now I have something called second degree heart block.
life ages yeah, aren't they?
Yeah, but I'm good.
You know what it is, but you're too talented, man. It's just the world just trying to balance you out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and nah, it's good because I think God gave me this little thing because I've never done drugs before.
Yeah.
And I'm already out the gate when I'm on the piss, so I couldn't only imagine if I had, was have a couple of lines or whatever.
The moves will be coming out.
But that problem, all I asked my cardiologist was, can I die from this? He said, no, just learn to live with it. If you start fainting from it, then we'll fix it. But the only cure for that is a pacemaker.
Oh, that's like old, man stuff, bro.
He's like, you're too young for it, so just learn to live with it. So
I feel like if you ever fainted on stage, I feel like you'd be able to make it look cool. Somehow.
Touch wood, man. Oh my God. I feel like that would go viral.
Yeah. No. You just make it look cool somehow. How'd you end up in LA?
So, my good friend Christian Owens, he messaged me. He's like, bro, Chris Brown's having an audition. And I was like,
goat.
No way. So I asked my mum and dad to hook me up with some money and fly over because, you know.
What year are we talking here?
Oh. Holy shit. What year is that? End of 2015.
Oh, so not too long ago,
before Christmas, I think. No, end of 2014. Yeah, sorry. And then, I couldn't live with what ifs, you know. I just wanted to, I knew I was ready at that time. So I just told my mum and that, like, please pay for my flight. Girl, I'll pay you back, whatever.
Mm.
Boom, long story short, went over, did the audition, booked it, and just stayed.
So when you say booked it, that means you got it?
Yeah, audition.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, I think it was like, it was an open call. It was like 2,000 dudes there, and I just had to go in all guns blazing.
How many people got picked from that 2,000?
10 of us.
Fuck, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, 10 of us. Two subs and 8 core dancers.
So you have 8 on the stage, and then you got 2 sort of backup guys there as well.
In case we get injured. Yeah, whatever.
That's two crazy, subs, eh? Yeah. You wouldn't mind being a sub, eh? Just sort of cruising about on the sides.
Yeah, hard, man. But you always want to be on stage because the subs don't get to go on or go on tour.
Do they get paid and stuff? Nah.
Yeah, they do as well. Yeah. But when we go on tour, they stay home unless we get injured, then they have to.
So you've just gone out of nowhere, gone, fuck it, I'm just going to go to LA, got your parents to buy you a ticket, got to have them booked Chris Brown straight away and on tour.
Yeah.
What did you do visa-wise? Just got it.
I lied through my teeth. They're like, saying, what's your visa situation? I'm like, I'm just waiting for it to get processed right now.
You trying to say you're Mexican over there?
No, bro. But luckily, the brothers, the Rich and Tone Talawinga, Samoan brothers, they were choreographers at the time. They recognized my last name, Savali, and they're like, yo, see Samoan? I was like, 100, bro. Yeah. Like, and then they just, they looked after me. So I was in rehearsal trying to learn all these new numbers, like Chris Brown, like my Michael Jackson of this generation. My lawyer emailing me like every freaking minute, like I need this document, this and this and this. So it's stressful, but I had to do it.
Was it a level up going from New Zealand to like dancing with Chris Brown, or did you just pick it up like that?
Industry wise, but I had to learn real quick, you know, like you're on a job, like you could get fired for not learning this number properly, you know, and the pressure of that, and also the pressure of that being my first job. And it is a lot, man. Like, and the rehearsals with Rich and Tone specifically, that's like military.
How long would you rehearse for in a day?
8 hours, bro.
Oh, so it's like a proper, like, normal job, man.
Dancing all sweating day, bro.
Like, and the heart just going fucking all over the shop.
Yeah, just trying to breathe, just trying to get through the day without dying. And these guys are freaking yelling at me, telling us how shit we are. Nah, but...
So say Chris Brown he doesn't make up all the dances on his own, does he?
Or does he? He does sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you come in just on one and he's just like, let's do this and this and this. And we're just like, yo, we're just following. And he pretty much turns into the choreographer sometimes.
Is he a vibe to be around?
Yeah. Most creative dude I've ever met in my life. That guy, he's like nothing he can't do.
He paints and everything. Hey,
he can't play. I bet him. The only thing I've bet him at was table tennis.
Is that
I'll take that to the death. That guy's way too talented.
Yeah, that's another guy's too talented.
He like has access to his brain like more than a normal human would, you know. Mm. I think that's where it comes from. It's, you know, those creative geniuses, they function a little different.
How'd you go adjusting to LA?
I loved it, bro. Yeah. Everyone is just like on a mission. I was just there, just soaking it all in. Me coming from New Zealand, taking advantage of
the haters of doom in New Zealand too, eh? When you're trying to do something. Don't do that. Fuck
yeah. But yeah, I just learned that I got nothing to lose. Let me meet all these people, keep in contact with them. You never know, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to learn. People would always tell me it's all about who you meet, who you know, and I learned that on the way.
Mm.
You know? It's I love it. I love it.
I think the cool thing about LA is, like, everyone's trying to chase something. You know what I mean? And like, yeah. And like, it's kind of weird because, like, a lot of people don't actually have money over there, eh? Yeah, they sort of just get by. But it's,
on the hustle.
Yeah, it's infectious to be around. Like, yeah. I used to always, like, when I used to get Ubers all around and stuff, I used to just sort of talk to the Uber drivers, bro, and they're like, you'll tell them what you're doing. They'll be trying to gas you up. They're like, oh, like, where can I buy it?
All of a sudden, they got an album dropping, and they want you to go listen to it.
Yo, I used to run track back in college. Dude's like 56.
Did we ask? No.
Is it, do you reckon LA's, like, I don't know, you've probably experienced it a lot different phase than I have. Do you reckon it's overmarketed? Like, when I went there, I was like, this is going to be, like, amazing. And
yeah.
I sort of went around there, like, oh, when you go shopping, make sure you go to La Brea. And I went to La Brea, and fucking no one's around. And then I went to Fairfax, and I'm like, oh, this is a bit of a vibe, but then didn't really cop anything from Supreme. Yeah, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, there's definitely a hype to it.
But yeah, you'd have to know people there, right, to get 100. Into parties. Like, EPLP closes at, like, 1 or 2. I'm just going, fuck, where do we go after this? Like, nah, it's closed. It's like
not worth lining up, nothing.
Nah.
If you don't have a table at a club, it's not worth going,
yeah,
that's that vibe there.
So yeah, like, what's tour like? We're going on tour,
obviously. Hectic,
yeah,
bro. It depends. Like, a Chris Brown tour, I come off of that tour like I'm 5 years older.
Yep,
we just, it's fun the whole time.
How long are you on tour for?
When we're out with Chris, we're like 4 or 5 months. That's quite short though.
Oh, is that short?
Yeah, because he just drops the album. We tour America and then chill. But, bro, rehearsals are real hard, but you just know as soon as you get on the road, it's all fun and games.
Bro. Oh, okay. So it's like almost like footy. We got this big preseason where you're just planning, but once you're in season, it's like just vibey.
Yeah, bro.
What's it like going on stage behind him?
Oh, bro, because he's so talented and we're supposed to be his dancers. You know? We're supposed to be better than him. But when you have an artist who can school you, we're just pushing every night.
That's
sometimes
cool.
You're tired as hell, but as soon as you hear the first crowd roar, it's like, oh, bro, it's on. Sometimes you'll do a flip and just stand there and look at you like, you have to do something.
Go do a flip now. Yeah. Do a flip. Can you do a backflip?
Yeah, but I wouldn't do one right now. If he chucks a flip and he looks at you, you have to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise it's like, oh, why are you here kind of thing.
So sometimes when, like, he'll go just do his own thing, you kind of just have to vibe with him and bounce around him. So there's a bit of ad-lib in there as well.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he learns real different. Like, when we're dancers, we learn, like, with counts and we go over it. But he learns, like, visually. Like, we just have to play the song over and over. And he just copies, like, he's quick.
So he'll just watch and then,
yeah, he's like, I'm good.
Have you seen that movie Drumline with Nick Cannon? Is he like that? You know, and Nick Cannon's like slows it down.
I don't think I would compare him to Nick, but nah, he's another level, bro.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah,
so I wanted to talk about a few different people. Just want to talk about your experiences with him, Rihanna.
Oh, bro. Probably one of my favorite tours, one of my favorite artists I've ever worked with.
Do you have a chat to her and stuff? Get to talk to her? And are friends and that?
Yeah, we're on tour for like nearly a year and a half together. So like when you're on tour, you're around the same people every day. You become a family, you know? She's awesome. Like real normal, but she holds a presence, dude. Like when she walks in the room, it's like, holy.
You can imagine that. I think just the way she carries herself, it's like she doesn't give a fuck.
She doesn't.
Yeah, it's cool.
This girl is learning choreography, just smoking weed right there. I'm just like, where are you going to go?
Beyonce?
Angel. Like, she, her work ethic and what she cares about for the performance is crazy. Like, for that Coachella performance I was lucky enough to be a part of, all she was focusing on was the camera work because she cared so much about the people all the way at the back, what they're going to see on the screen. And if one camera shot wasn't right, she would stop and be like, that's not the shot. I need people to feel the show from all the way at the back. Like that's
cool, eh?
Yeah, that's real cool. And
especially when you're at that level, man. Yeah, it's probably just like, fuck, who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
they're just here to see me anyway. Yeah.
Walks in, prays, opens up rehearsal, and it's just like, bro, when she talks, it's like silent.
You wouldn't want to overtalk her, right?
Nah, later. It's awesome. Yeah. Then Jay-Z walks in and you're like, oh.
Is he big in real life?
He's tall, dude.
Taller than you?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say he's taller than me. Yeah, and he's got like little, you know, he's got his dreads going on. So it's
he's vibey at the moment. Eh? I kind of like him at the moment. Looks sick. We've touched on Breezy, Dennis Rodman. A bit of an inspo for you, eh?
100. Yeah, Dennis. Ever since I was younger, Dennis, Allen Iverson, Michael Jordan, love those dudes. He's the way he holds himself, bro. Unapologetic. Obviously, he dyes his hair. That's where I get that from. He's a bit of out the gate, dude.
He can't even understand
what he's saying now these days. But
see when he gets those shoe drops and he just smacks the rips open the box, dude. And that, and all the sneaker geeks going, "Fucking they do that."
And the Last Dance, you know, he's like, "I need a break. I'm going to Vegas." Like,
yeah,
he's awesome.
But he's lived a life, eh?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. You can tell now, though. You know, he's worn out, but he's still good.
Back to New Zealand, the River Jordan.
Oh, my
he's your boy. He's your boy.
Yeah, yeah, older. Yeah, brother.
How'd you get to meet him?
How did we meet? He used to dance. Yeah, and I used to not like him at all.
At all? Why?
Because he was in this dance crew called Prestige, and I was on this dance crew called Misfits from the Royal Family of Paris. And one Nationals, they beat us. We came second, and I was not happy.
Is he nice with it?
Yeah, he's smooth. He's like a smooth dude. And when they called out Misfits second place and Prestige first place, bro, I walked off the stage and I punched a huge hole in the wall. And I just
A hole.
Yeah, I did not like losing to him.
He's a good vibe, eh?
And he still holds it to me to this day. Like, I remember when we bet you at Nationals and like, bro, that was like when we were 19.
He's doing cool things with MyFM, eh? I really enjoy their content with...
Yeah, Tegan and... what's his name? Nixon.
Yeah,
they're awesome. Yeah, they're doing real good.
So you sort of rolled into sort of business with him as a Mosaic.
Mosaic.
Do you want to touch about
me,
that?
Me, Jordan, and our other best friend Taryn.
I know Taryn.
Yeah. So we just created this business called Mosaic, and it's just people ask, "What is Mosaic?" We just created an umbrella, bro. Like whatever we want to do, we'll do it. Whether it's a podcast or something to do with music, or throw an event with a brand, or we're going into events now. So
that's cool. That's cool.
We're going to start off in New Zealand, start a little bit smaller, and then start using my contacts to bring over some real cool artists. You know, like we see other people do real cool festivals and that, but I think it's time for people of culture and like who know music and are really invested into it to really start bringing like cool. But New Zealand has no culture, G. Like when I say culture, I mean like arts. Like we're full of culture, like Pacific Islanders everywhere, Māori, everything. But when it comes to music and art district, all of that, where's the art district in New Zealand?
Where should it be? Ponsonby? Nah, it's too nice.
Like if you had to pick somewhere, like people would be like, "Oh, Wellington, artsy."
Oh yeah, but that's
like,
cool. No.
You go to Miami, art district is Wynwood. You go to New York, art district is freaking everywhere, dude. Yeah. Like LA, there's just a culture there. There's not much there.
Where's the art district in LA? Is that
I would say like Fairfax and all of that, like art district.
There's art district, what's it by called? You know, the side of La Cienega? Santa Monica side?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's the actual art district,
LA.
Yeah.
But
what about when you go to the fashion district in LA downtown? You're like, "Oh, shit, this is fucking rough."
Yeah, that's. But I love LA because you can go to different places and they all just have a different culture of this. Like, suburbs, dude. Like, there's a DJ in New Zealand, Half Queen, Shaq. She just did some real cool stuff with Boiler Room and that. And. Like she's creating a vibe, and I love that. And she's such a strong woman and stands for what she believes in. And she's creating this whole other vibe with DJs, and it's dope. So it's going to get there, but...
I feel like Auckland's got a vibe about it, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I grew up in Tokoro, then I moved to Auckland.
Gotcha.
And I used to knock about with Taryn when at Ponsonby Social Club back in the day.
No.
So we used to like party with those girls. Yeah, and I remember one of my mates gave me a pair of Jordans one time, like Jordan 5s, but I didn't know what shoes were back then.
True.
And it's actually how I got into clothes, because I was wearing those Jordan 5s at Ponsonby. So, you know Eliza Trubovich?
Yeah.
Yeah, she goes, "Oh, I didn't know you were into Jordans." I wasn't, but I was rocking them, and I just go... Yeah, why? She goes, "I didn't think you were the type to get into them." Bro, next day down at Nike buying shoes.
She's an awesome DJ.
She's
too.
cool. Yeah.
See, there's heaps of great female DJs in New Zealand. We're just, with Mosaic and that, we're just trying to create more of a vibe for us as well. Like, everyone's doing their own part to do what they want to do, and so that's why we kind of wanted to do
most. Fuck, we'll have a chat off air. I feel like I can help you with that stuff.
Yeah,
bro.
Hard. Cool.
Yeah, so yeah, obviously you got the clothing drops as well that's happening with that. Yeah, sitting on vacation, is that what it was?
Or? Yeah, it's just like a summer job. Like, we just decided to do some t-shirts and some speed races.
How'd they go? Good?
Yeah. Right, everyone loved them, eh? I just if we feel like doing it, we'll just do it.
I feel like there's definitely a space there for the old events there, because like, I was looking at all the festivals you guys are at. Like, I know festivals are on bigger scale, but you guys could do something vibey as fuck.
We will, bro. One day. Yeah, that's the goal. That's the goal.
How was the Halloween party and that?
Yeah, it was cool. See, we just do cool, small, niche stuff like that. But now we want to get into some concert stuff. And it's more about the experience, dude. Like, we can go to a concert all day, festival all day. But if you have to, like, small things like lining up for a toilet or lining up for a bar to where you're sober when you get there, like, people remember that. That's all we're trying to create.
Oh, go in the portal away and piss everywhere.
Yeah, just creating a better experience for everyone.
Yeah. You get much girls?
Oh, no, bro. I've got a girlfriend, man.
Yeah, you got a girlfriend now?
Really?
Who's that?
You know Georgia Smith? Zendaya, Zoe Kravitz, yeah. So I've got to stay loyal to them.
I feel like you're a bit of a trap, bro. You just throw everyone off, got a bit of a dance about you, got nail polish on, you know what I mean? Is that the trick?
Yeah, bro. A lot of people just think I'm gay, bro.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You got gay friends and that is...
Majority of my male friends are gay. Yeah, and I stand with the rainbow community all day, bro. I love those dudes. And I learn a lot from them. And
what do you learn from them?
Just being myself and like... For me, being close to this community, if I feel like I'm trying to educate people who don't feel as comfortable being around those type of people. It's different, but you know, I can't expect someone to just get that. Yeah. You know, it takes steps for them to get there. So,
do you know what the funny thing is, bro? Like, a lot of straight guys, when they hang around a gay person, they think that the gay person is going to hit on them.
Yeah, nah.
Bro, that might be ugly as fuck, eh? They're like, stop trying to hit on me. You're ugly.
My DMs are like, I get heaps of gay DMs and I reply to them and give them those
grateful,
DMs.
Grateful.
Just like, bro, it's a compliment. Like,
yeah, 100%.
Woman, man, transgender, everything. Like, we're all humans. It's...
But we just had Mardi Gras here a couple of weeks ago.
Right, fuck, I've that looks been like to a, that.
It looks like the biggest, like best time.
Dude, I went there. I went there with my friends were dancing for Dua Lipa at the time. And wait, was it Dua Lipa? I can't remember. One of the headliners. It was massive. And I went with all of them. Bro, they were partying, dude. I was like, this is lit.
And there's heaps of chicks there too, eh?
Yeah. Fucking oath, bro.
I know what you're up to, bro. I know what the trap is, eh?
No,
hanging out gay people.
No way.
Bit of a dance. 6'3", 6'4", vibey as fuck. What you're up to, bro.
You'd
I know
never
you're
catch
up to.
Me dancing out. If you saw me out and you didn't know me, you would be like, you would not say I could dance.
Oh, really? Just keep it low.
I just stand there.
Yeah.
I just stand there. Heaps of people come up to me, dance like I'm a puppet. I'm like, no way.
I'm good.
You would never catch me dancing in the club.
Do you know what I like about New Zealand right now? As a Pacific Islander, I'm Cook Island as well.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you have to be a sports player or nothing anymore. And I feel like guys like you are sort of leading that.
Yeah.
Or guys moving into business, man. It's a cool space to be in right now, eh?
Yeah, man. 100%. And like, even outside of, you know, all of that, like just doing different stuff and trying to educate everyone that you can actually do whatever you want to do, you know, like not trying to sound cliche, but... Especially in a small place like New Zealand, there's so many avenues you can reach and just trying to reach to different people in your own way. And I love that.
What made you move back to New Zealand?
Bro, I don't know. And it's crazy.
Is it just a feeling? Or?
Yeah. Mm. Like after I did the Super Bowl, I was just like, oh, I'm out of here.
So
like,
you've performed that Super Bowl as well. So you've done everything, eh?
That was my first NFL game. I never been to an NFL game. My first one was the Super Bowl. And me and my bro Lawrence, he's from Auckland, but he lives in Brisbane. We were there together and we were walking around just doing funny videos like, where's LeBron James? Where's LeBron James? Because we didn't know anyone. I know who that Patty Mahomes guy is now, but at the time last year, I didn't know who he was. Crazy, but...
Fuck, does that piss you off, Jackson?
Sorry, bro.
He's a big fan.
Sorry, bro. But he's the man. But after that, I was like, I'm just going to move home. And then boom, COVID.
So you moved home like February?
Yeah, just before the first lockdown.
Crazy.
Timing, yeah. And then I moved in with Jordan. Yeah, he was like, bro, I got a room.
Does he live in the mansion?
Nah.
Is that still going, the mansion?
Nah,
done.
It's gone, yeah. They, that was a couple of years ago, actually. But yeah, Moved in with him and Sammy J, and then
a pretty talented house that.
Yeah. Sammy's doing his Australia tour starting like next week, I think.
Fuck with a voice, huh?
Bro, that guy is so talented.
Does he sing loud in the shower and that?
Oh, he's just, he doesn't even realise that he's singing. He just sings and it's, well, I'm not complaining, bro. That guy is the goat.
Yeah, fucking
so
oath.
Good, man. Mm. Yeah.
What's the end goal, bro?
Oh. Ooh.
Stay alive, eh?
Yeah. Keep the heart healthy. Yeah. Keep the ticket going. I don't really, people always ask me what my goals are. I find it hard to.
Maybe your goal is to be goalless.
Yeah. I want to grow our business to be successful so I can build a platform to where my friends can do what they want as well, you know. That's what I really want to do. So if we can grow something together and we all benefit from it, I think that's one of my biggest goals right now.
I'll chat to you after this, but I've got some ideas for you.
Yeah.
But that's one of the best feelings that I get from all this sort of stuff is being able to provide opportunity, you know.
Yeah,
I mean? Like,
man.
Jackson's just moved there, like, a week ago, bro, from New Zealand. And like Lukey was doing his thing before. Yeah, so it's cool, bro. It's a cool feeling.
Yeah, man. I love that. Like, my friends and family mean everything to me.
Mm.
If we can do something together, I love, like, that's all I want to do.
That's awesome, bro. Yeah. You want to end up in Bali one day?
I was supposed to go for my birthday last year. Never been there in my life. Supposed to go for my birthday and then have my Lawrence, my best mate, his wedding after my birthday, and then
you'll love it, bro. So cool.
Oh dear,
I'm gonna end up there. I'm gonna spend like 2 months of the year there every year soon.
I can't wait. Yeah. I heard the girls are unreal.
If I put the trap down, I know what. Fuck this. I know what you're up to, man. I can read you from a mile.
Mean?
I know what you're up to, bro. I read you from a mile away.
No,
man.
Bro. You say put down the trap. Anything. I'm not doing anything.
I know what you're up to, bro.
I haven't
been
in a relationship in 9 years, bro.
Yeah, that's the trap.
Nah, I can't. I can't. I don't know.
Last question. How do you define success?
Oh my God.
We're going deep here.
Really? How do I define success? Jeez, man. If my family and friends are successful off of what we grow together and we can never work a day in our lives and just live a grateful, happy life, that's success for me right now.
That's sick, bro. I appreciate that. Bro, I just want to thank you for your time jumping on.
Hell, man, dude. I'm happy to be here.
All right.
Australia, let's go.
Let's go party. All right, bro. Thanks for jumping on, my guy.
100.